With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
This episode of Share and Retweet is brought to you by Gale!
Gale beer has rainbows on the can.
Ugh.
Which makes you even gayer when you drink it.
Love it. Visit galebev.com.au and use the code share and retweet at the checkout for 10% off.
So much percent.
So it's 10 whole percent. That's galebev.com.au and use the code share and retweet at the checkout. Share and retweet is supported by supersimplecards.com.
You'll never forget a greeting card again. And with Super Simple Cards offering a super simple way to buy in bulk.
Yeah, order a pack of greeting cards from supersimplecards.com. 10% off your entire order when you use the code share and retweet at the checkout.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a frickin' break, okay? I have been a frickin' diva for 40 frickin' years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Welcome to Share and Retweet, the podcast that takes you on a journey down Cher's Twitter feed.
Yay, we're back, we're back, we're back, we're back again for another episode.
Was that almost a song?
It could be.
I really enjoyed it.
You're welcome.
I'm your host, Andy Ballock.
And I'm Justin Porter.
You, who is also a host.
No, I'm just Justin Porter. I walked in off the street, saw a recording booth, there was an available mic.
Yep.
I sat down.
And here we are. How fortunate.
I know. And it's such a coincidence that we know each other as well.
Justin, I'm over here. Come in.
Oh, hello. I'll sit down at this open mic.
I'm doing a thing. Obviously, you can follow us on Instagram and on Facebook and on Twitter at Share and Retweet.
And join our Facebook group. Cher's Tweets, where you can just keep up with all the latest on Cher's Twitter.
And what's going on.
What's going on. Have some interactions.
Have a chat. Have a chat to us. Have a chat to each other.
It's a direct link to us. How special for you.
Straight into my how special for you. How privileged and honored you must all feel to have us.
How elevated your life has become today.
Yeah. I mean, even my mom does not have a direct line to me.
That's true.
But that's on purpose.
It's like, you know that red phone that the president has to like...
start war?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what they have through this Facebook group.
That's what Cher's Tweets is.
That's what this Facebook group is.
It's the phone that contacts us to start a war.
Well, not to start... Well, yeah. In some respects, yes.
Don't back down now.
Yeah.
No, this is it.
And as always, subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple's podcast app or wherever else you get your podcasts from.
We're not going to judge you.
We're really not judging
you. You can get them from anywhere.
But I'd prefer the Apple podcast app.
All right. We all know you're biased.
I'm not biased. I have a preference.
How many Apple products do you have?
20. 20 million.
Too many.
And I've got stocks, too. No, I don't. Actually.
Why did you turn into a 1920?
I've got stocks, too.
I got stocks in the
actually,
Apple.
I was channeling the Wizard of Oz just then. Like, and your little dog, too. I just realized that's not right.
That
at
is
all.
So bad.
And your little dog, too.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
I'll get you, my pretty. And your little dog, too.
Anyway, okay, we'll are you ready? Are you ready to crack on and do
I'm
this?
I'm ready. Let's do this. So this week, it's a classics episode.
So we're going to look back at some really, really wonderful tweets that Cher has popped out into the world.
Yes, all through time. You know, as we know, Cher has been on Twitter since 2012. Was
yep,
it?
Since oh my the, God! Since the dawn of time.
Since the dawn
since the
of time.
Start of everything. The things that started were Cher, Twitter, and then Time started.
Yes,
and the things that will be here at the end will be Cher. Twitter
and time.
And time. Yeah. Maybe. Shane will be
humanity
here as well.
Will have come and gone, but time, Twitter, and Cher will remain.
Forever.
I think we know that.
So we're gonna take a look back. So this is the first one. I'm gonna read it out because this is one of my favorites. This is from April 2012, from very, very close to the start. She just simply tweeted, "I was looking at tweets and saw that I really hurt someone's feelings. I'm sorry. It was light blue background with white egg shape. Bye."
Yes. Yes, there's a lot to unpack here, Andy.
I love the simple naivety of it.
I feel like this is, you know, back when Cher's like first started, she's maybe just getting used to how her computer works and Twitter in general and has not switched to another application that she meant. It's continuation of thought that I think she just was like finishing an email.
Yeah.
Or like.
Also.
It was light blue.
I was looking at something.
Right. Well, she's like saying, I saw that I really hurt someone's feelings. I'm sorry. And then was describing like the wallpaper she liked in another email to a friend. Like it was light blue background with white egg shape.
What I love is that there's a good chance this was a bot.
Right. Yeah,
Cher has offended a bot and she's just joined Twitter and she is mortified.
I think she accidentally insulted Siri. Like she probably, you know how sassy Siri can be.
Siri is a bitch.
Siri is a goddamn bitch.
I don't even have Siri on my phone.
Oh, I do. I have Siri and I turn off my lights at night because my lights are controlled by Siri. Mm. And I'm like, "Hey Siri, good night." You know, and she'll be like, "Good night." Nothing happens. Nothing happens. My lights stay on and I'm just like, okay, all right. I'm like, okay, let's try this again because Siri's in a mood.
Let's have another run at it.
Okay. Siri's in one of those nights. Yep. I can't just say goodnight.
Yep.
Hey Siri, turn off the lights. And then she goes, done. Like, period. And then the lights go off and I'm just like, she's so mad.
She's coming for you in the middle of the night.
Ice queen.
I feel like if I had Siri and I was like, "Siri, can you turn the lights off?" She'd go, "Okay, turn the lights off," and then just kind of go, "You're still alone." My Siri would always be sass-tastic and not for the good way.
Yeah, I feel like she would say like, "Yeah, sure, I'll turn the lights off. Are we not waiting for anyone else to join you? Is it still just you again? Another night for one?"
Yeah. Another night for one. Like it's a Bordeaux. Yeah.
like it's a lonely restaurant booking.
Yep. Just another
table for one.
Again? Ah, yes. Mr. Belloc, come right
yes,
in.
Yes, right here.
Alone again?
I'll turn off the lights. I assume no one else is joining.
I want Alexis. Alexis?
Alexis? Who is Alexis?
Oh, no, I mean Alexa.
Alexa. Yeah.
Because I feel like she'd be like the fun party one. Is that?
I feel like, okay, we are way off topic, but I'm enjoying. I feel like Alexa is really family based. So, like, everything I've seen of Alexa, like, advertised, it's always geared towards family. And I just feel like if I don't have children, Alexa offers me nothing. She has nothing to give me.
Yeah.
Like, all the
Alexa, turn the lights off.
But there's no children
Alexa.
Here.
But there's no children here. How can I possibly do my job without the pitter-patter of infant feet running around?
Oh, did you need something from me? You're barren, though. Like, Alexa.
Alone again.
I mean, sure, you have a partner, but there's no children, are there?
I can't get a break with these. This is why I don't have Siri or Alexa.
None of the assistants are nice. No. Let's just say that. All right. Anyway, so let's assume she's talking to Siri. She offended Siri. I don't think she knows
what
she did.
It's easy to do.
Oh, very easy. But she said bye at the end, which I think is just like, she's still learning how Twitter works.
Bye.
And says bye.
I like how polite that is.
It's so polite. And what's really funny about this is knowing where she goes later.
Yeah. She starts
She loses
so
that real quick.
So quick. Also, it should be stated as well that this is like all in lowercase.
Mm-hmm.
This is like finding a diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
For Cher's tweets, because she has since changed her idea on lowercase letters.
Yeah. I feel like anytime now Cher goes to tweet, it's immediately caps lock. That's the first thing she does.
No, it's already on. There's no time that she needs to turn caps lock
She's
on.
She's got a setting.
The setting is caps on. Caps on. To do anything else,
That's
she has
default.
To turn it off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Turn back town.
This is another gem, and it's actually similar. It's very innocent Cher Twitter days. So this is from July 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And the tweet is, I blocked someone's dad. Who was it?
I love that, like, this would only work for Cher.
Yes.
Like, if I sent out I've accidentally blocked someone's dad. Who was it? No one would notice.
Yes.
No one would care.
Yeah. Here's the difference. I could tweet right now, I'm drowning. Please send help.
Yeah.
I would die. Like, I would die alone.
Yeah.
Like, Siri would even be like, no one's coming. Siri would chime
Alexa,
in and be like, I noticed
Alexa
you're drowning.
Alexa might turn the lights off. But that's it. I notice you're drowning, but you still don't have any kids.
Yeah, I'm going to save you some electricity. But, like, Cher, of course, can tweet, I blocked someone's dad, who was it? And such a vague, like, who actually knows the answer to a question like this?
No one does, but we have some options.
Mm-hmm.
My two favorites were...
This is a reply.
Stumblebee, at Stumblebee, has replied, Cher, don't block my dad, please.
Yeah, Stumblebee, I think you think you're even on Cher's radar. I don't think you are.
Also, Stumblebee is just looking out for their dad.
He's just like, please don't block my dad.
He's had a rough year. Like, he got laid off at the factory.
He got sepsis.
Got sepsis?
I don't know.
Why don't did know. You go there?
He lost his favorite keychain in a blender. he's having a time.
Yeah, one of his shoes doesn't fit, so it's just
one.
Which is real frustrating because he's now walking weird, and that's really taken
because
its toll on our relationship.
He can never remember which pair of shoes it is until they're on,
and then he puts them on,
and then he's like, I'm late, I gotta go.
Yeah,
because he's applying for jobs.
He's got to go to the job application center, and it's real hard to do. Like, you've lost confidence in your morning when you've put on two shoes that you think fit perfectly,
and you've forgotten. These are the ones.
This is the pair where one of them doesn't quite fit.
Yeah, and the only thing that gets you through your morning is Cher's Twitter feed.
Yeah, and then you log on.
And you've been blocked.
And you've been blocked by Cher. Between this and the shoe fiasco this morning, I've had enough.
I'm done.
Siri, turn the lights off.
Permanently. What I also think is interesting here is that he has replied to Cher, but he's added Trash Eater Dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who that is or why they're involved in the conversation.
But suddenly here we are.
But here we are. And his name is Trash Eater Dog. I just would like to call that out.
That's not a diet. I might have eaten a sandwich from a dumpster.
Did anyone think it was a diet? Did you really feel the need to clarify that that's not a diet?
This is not Atkins. You don't go around eating like this.
Especially your dogs. We've got another reply on this tweet
I would say it's
inappropriate.
I would absolutely.
I'm going to say it's inappropriate.
This is not how you talk to your elders.
No. And this is replying directly back to Cher.
Right? Fist me, daddy.
Yeah, no, that's not the username.
Nope,
that is the response.
That's the response.
The response to, I blocked someone's dad, who was it?
A genuine cry for help.
Cher's in crisis mode. She needs to know who she blocked. The response is, fist me daddy.
Mm. And again,
I see the connection.
The daddy connection.
Yeah,
it's
very tenuous.
That is a long bow that is being drawn there.
It's Shedding Sack. That's his name. At Shedding Sack.
Oh my God.
His username is at Shedding Sack. Look, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And I'm going to say his username is about putting sacks into sheds.
Yeah, cool. That's what it is. Yeah.
I don't know why I felt the need to explore his username, but I felt like that needed to be talked about.
But like, he's just tweeted, fist me daddy, and you've decided to take the high road.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. And his name on Twitter is Pido. So there's just a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. He's had a big day.
Yeah, he had a big day.
It's a classic.
We move on to another classic.
This is from May this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've deemed it a classic.
Yeah, we've deemed it.
It as a classic.
Absolutely.
Well, I did it. And you went, sure. You nodded.
Excuse me. Joint effort.
You were so preoccupied with your tote bag and your drums.
I absolutely was not. I was 100% on board.
All right.
I remember this. All right?
Okay.
Just say it. Just talk about it. Now I'm mad. I'm all riled up. You got me all
zero to anger so quickly.
It's you do this.
It was so fun. Remember when we were talking about Siri and Alexa? That was a good time, wasn't
it? Yeah. Now it's over. The good times are gone. We're three tweets in and I hate you.
Which seems like longer than what it normally is.
Yeah, it normally goes a lot quicker.
Yeah. So the tweet is all in caps. Today is a great day. Ghost emojicon.
It's ghost emoji.
Yeah, emojicon.
Sure. Sure, that's what you said.
This is how I've decided to portmanteau those two words.
Mm.
Cool. Are you with me on this?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I like that it's today is a great day. I'm down for this, Cher.
I like that it's today is a great day, and then it's a ghost emoji.
Mm.
I'm getting two different messages. Is it today is a great day?
I saw a happy ghost.
Today is a ghost. I've seen through the other to the other side.
Guys, it's going to be fine. There's another side.
Today's a great day. I've had my first happy ghost experience.
We went to Pie Crust together. Is Pie Crust a place?
Pie Crust?
Mm.
It's a place on a pie.
I thought
what
it was
is pie crust?
I thought it was like an American restaurant chain.
No, that's a...
I am thinking of Pie Face.
Yes, you are. Pie crust is the crust on a pie.
I know what a crust is. I know what
pie crust is. Which you can just call it crust.
I wanted to specifically relate it back to pies.
What? So are you thinking of Pie Face because of the face, the ghost with the face? Why would Cher go to Pie Face with a ghost?
Why wouldn't you? If it's a good day.
I just want to understand your brain for a second.
Yeah, what's,
why?
What's happened?
Okay,
is that...
here's the situation.
Yep.
Cher has met a ghost. It's happy.
They've gone to Pie Face.
Let's go to Pie Face.
It's a great day.
Why is that? And then she tweets about it.
I see what's difficult here is that there's already a filter of crazy on Cher's Twitter. And I view things through my own special brand of crazy.
Yeah.
So you get this opportunity to dig through two sets of crazy filter.
Oh, yeah. It's like Thanksgiving for me.
What?
Thanksgiving.
Why?
I don't know. It's a happy time.
Did you go to Pie Face with a ghost?
No. But it just made me think of turkey.
What?
And that's what
happiness?
Just this whole story. I'm just thinking of turkey and Thanksgiving and eating a turkey.
And
I'm happy at Thanksgiving eating a turkey.
Have you just described your happy place to me?
Yeah.
You
saw how happy I was.
You were ecstatic.
Yeah. Yeah, I do want to just call out, there's a response that we noted to this tweet. So I think we all know Cher's opinions on President Donald Trump.
They're not good.
Thank you, Andy. Yes. Andy clarified for anyone listening who doesn't know.
They might not.
That's true. No, that's why I said
thank
you.
Yeah, but it was just disingenuous.
I said thank you. I said take thank it you. And run.
Because it's the only thanks you're thing going you're to get.
Ever.
You are going to die alone.
Mm. Hey, you said it. Let's move
and
on.
And Siri.
You and Siri.
Siri says it every night. Siri, turn the lights off. You're alone.
Sometimes she says it without even being asked. She just offers it up.
Yeah, I'm cooking a cake and suddenly Siri just chimes in and goes,
you're
going to
eat that alone.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
I think Siri, set the timer. Set the timer. All right, I'm putting it in the oven.
You piece of sad.
So there was a response from I'm Done replying and saying, because of President Trump, thumbs up emoji, American flag emoji.
Yeah, that's poking the bear, ever I saw it.
That is a bear snarling. It's already angry.
Yeah.
It's not even poking the bear.
I feel like Cher with her anger for Donald Trump is the Hulk's always angry, and that's his secret. It's just like keeping it in. Cher is always pissed off about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Today she happens to be having a really good day.
Yeah.
She's put her anger down. She met a ghost. They've gone to Pie Face.
They've had a great time.
They've had a good time. It's Thanksgiving. Everyone's having a party.
And I'm Done decides, I'm going to ruin Cher's day.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm going to shit all over.
I'm going to take a big old turd on this parade.
Yeah, I don't care what ghost she's met. I'm going to remind her what's going on in America.
In the land of the goddamn living.
Well, that ghost may not have to deal with Trump, but we all do. Everyone else does.
But also, is I'm Done is his name as well.
I'm Done is his Twitter name. I didn't even try to say his handle because it's CVCG53 I'm Done.
I'm Done.
That just doesn't sound sexy to say, so I didn't say it.
Justin, you know how I just recently had a birthday?
Yeah, I didn't get you anything. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Do you know what? Your friendship is gift enough. You know what I would have liked, though? If you could just once, if you could have given me just a card.
I know. And you know what? The art of card writing is lost these days.
Yeah, just the simple act of giving a card seems too much for some people.
It means so much, and yet I
fail to deliver.
Refuse to do it.
Yeah.
On a regular basis. Because you know what? It's just difficult. It's just every time I have to go out and just like, oh God, yeah, I've got to go get another card for another event and I've got to do it again and then I've got to do it all over again.
That's a very simple
and then you're going to turn it another year later next year and I'm going to do it again.
God.
You're exhausting how quickly you age.
It's once a year, Justin.
Well, it feels like a billion.
Do you know what you could do?
Mm.
You could just buy cards in bulk.
What?
Yeah, you can do that.
Wait, that's an option now?
It's absolutely an option. You can buy cards in bulk with supersimplecards.com.
What is that again? Huh?
Supersimplecards.com sell cards in bulk so that you, Justin, you can buy a packet of 12 and then for the next 12 years, you can at least give me a card.
Well, I feel like this ad is super targeted towards me. Well, I'm just very excited that I can get free shipping and 10% off by using code share and retweet at the checkout.
You really are cheap, aren't you?
I'll do anything for a bargain.
Now, this tweet speaks to me on so many different levels. This is coming from the 26th of May in 2015. I hate hashtag Pinterest. It's most fucking obnoxious thing in world, including tea baggers. I was looking for Indian jewelry and it held me hostage for an hour.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's a gold mine. This is brilliant.
Because I, as our wonderful listeners may or may not know, and probably may have figured out by this point, I've got a real short attention span.
Mm-hmm. And yes. Try doing a 40-minute podcast with him.
I like to go for a wander with my brain.
You definitely do.
Which is fine. But what ends up happening is that I get stuck in YouTube K-holes, essentially.
Yes.
And it just goes, and I end up...
A YouTube what?
K-hole.
What's a K-hole?
A K-hole is when you take too much ketamine.
And then, wow.
And then you just end up locked in a bathroom of your mind.
What?
Scratching at bugs that don't exist.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's called a K.
I have not heard that before.
How have you not
heard
that before?
Well, I don't know. I just haven't heard that specific expression.
You're not a cool, hip kid like
I'm
me.
Not a cool, hip K person.
It's ketamine.
Yeah, I know.
Which is a tranquilizer.
Yeah.
Like a horse
it's
tranquilizer.
It's a horse tranquilizer. Yeah. I'm aware of what it is.
Yeah. Some people take it just as a recreational fun thing to do.
Yes. For everyone listening, ketamine is a recreational drug.
It's that illegal.
People will take. We don't recommend it.
No. Do you know what you should do instead? Have a nap.
Oh, I love a nap.
If you're going to take so much ketamine, you end up in that state anyway. Have a nap.
Take a nap and then dream of that.
Dream that you're locked in a bathroom of your own creation.
It's so much safer.
It's infinitely safer.
And it's legal.
Exactly.
And you can't overdose on it.
No one has ever overdosed on a nap.
I have. I have.
Now that I think about it. Yeah, I've absolutely overdosed on a nap.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so that's a YouTube K-hole.
Yeah, okay, so you get in, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what happens to me.
You wouldn't come out of that and say YouTube held me hostage for an hour.
I probably wouldn't use that language, no.
Right.
That YouTube held me hostage. I love the concept of blaming a search engine for wasted time. This is not my fault. This fault belongs squarely on YouTube.
It's fascinating. I also want to know what she means by teabaggers.
So,
well,
do I have to explain
I know what a teabagger.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you explain. Go ahead.
Okay.
Give me.
This is when you put your testicles.
No. Okay. I know this. I was hoping for another explanation.
What other explanation do you think I was going to come out with?
But why is okay for so for Cher?
Oh, yeah, this is the other thing. You got to remember, Cher is 72. She knows what a teabagger is.
Right, but also, it's that and Pinterest that are the most obnoxious things to her.
Of everything else in the entire world.
And Pinterest? Including Trump.
Yep. Pinterest.
Teabaggers. Everything else.
What? Here's the thing. Sometimes teabagging is fine when it's consensual.
Yes, it should always be consensual.
yeah, obviously.
Always.
Is she talking about non-consensual teabagging?
I don't know. I need a follow-up from Cher. I need to know what she's like. Is there something else? Okay. I have so many questions.
You're just having an aneurysm because what normally
happens... My brain is going so quick.
Because what normally happens with Cher's tweets is that it inevitably opens up more questions than it does answers.
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, we're talking about Cher, who, as you said, is 72... knows a lot of things, but there's things like LMFAO that she doesn't understand.
Yeah.
But she knows what teabagging is.
Yeah. My mum doesn't know what teabagging is.
I don't know why you know that.
What?
That's so weird.
I mean...
Did you give her a questionnaire one time?
Yo.
Mom, describe these sexual...
Fill this
what,
out.
What sexual terms do you know?
Yeah. What can I and can I not talk about on a podcast?
All right. If I say these words...
Which of these words are going to trigger you?
You basically sussed out what your mom does know, so you know what you can and can't say.
Yeah.
I love it. That's actually brilliant.
Thank you.
I recommend everyone does this. Andy can send you a survey if you just want to send through an email.
Oh, yeah. I've got a template all ready to go, and it's just got a whole bunch of sex ed questions.
Yeah.
I'm not going to list them now because some of them...
It's too long.
It's too long. It is too long. It took me a long time to compile the list. I'm going to stop giggling.
Yes, it's too long. It's too long. I think we got that.
Great. So Cher knows what teabagging is.
Yeah, apparently.
Great.
Okay, so now we move on to another tweet. Mm-hmm. And it's actually two tweets in conjunction with one another. They're very much related.
They're separated by a year.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're separated by like 3 months.
But it's... Well, it's just that they've got...
I understand time.
It's just they've got different years on them. So I didn't look at the months.
Yes.
I just...
Yeah, so do birthdays. But the months matter. Turns out the months matter.
All right. Fine.
What's the date? 2018. Andy says. Sign here and date. Andy Ballack, 2018. No. The months
That's how
matter.
I fill out every form.
Just the year.
Just the year.
This happened a year apart. It was 2 days.
Yeah,
it was December 30th
years.
To January 1st.
Yep.
A whole year went by.
Shit.
Oh, we haven't seen each other in a year. No, I saw you at the New Year's party last week.
Yeah, it's been a year.
Yeah, last year.
That is it. That's how my brain works.
Yeah.
Everything, a whole year happens.
Okay. Well, for everyone who doesn't experience time year by year, this was 3 months apart.
Yeah, but they've got different years.
Yes. Yes, the months did exist in different years. Good job, Andy. A plus for you.
All right.
Star on the wall. You get a sticker.
Just read the tweet. Just read the goddamn
Andy
tweet.
Andy gets to sit in the good boy chair.
Fuck. Just read out the
Andy,
tweet.
Andy, I'm going to call your mom and tell her how good you did at school today. You did so good.
Tweet.
Andy played
read
well with others
tweet.
Today.
Read out the fucking tweet. Oh my god. Just move on. Let it go. Shit. Read out the fucking tweet.
Andy is allowed to have cake today. Because he did a good job.
No, stop!
Andy included a sunshine on his painting today. He was so good. It's the first time he didn't draw a decapitated person. All right, let's move on.
Oh my god, just read
You're
it.
You're an
read
idiot.
It out.
December 2012.
Yep.
Cher tweets, something is amiss with iPad.
Yep. What a time to be
something
alive.
Something is amiss with iPad. Her iPad? Or just iPad in general.
iPad is
as a platform.
iPad is a sentient being. iPad to Cher is what Alexa and Siri are for us.
Yes.
It is a sentient being that fucks up occasionally.
Yeah. Now this is pre-Siri because this is like before Siri even existed,
mm-hmm.
or any virtual assistants existed. And
yep.
she's having, her iPad is coming
Something.
To get her.
Yep.
Something is amiss with we don't know what. And again, as with most Cher tweets, more questions than answers.
Just constant questions that get
so
drawn
many
up.
Questions. But we have, people chiming in as usual.
Yep, thank God.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Where would we be without them? We would have half the podcast.
Well, we'd have no content. We would have absolutely no content.
Yeah, it'd just be us laughing at each other.
So Mallory Coonan.
Correct.
Chimes in and says, "What's iPad doing? I can possibly help."
This is great. This
Kudos,
is,
Mallory.
This is what the world should be about. People coming together.
This is literally what Twitter was built for.
Yeah.
Like, helping out.
Yeah. Being
communication.
Nice to each other. Oh, I've got a problem. Great.
Oh, I can help.
I might be able to help.
What do you need? What's wrong?
Wouldn't it be great if that's what the world was actually like?
If everyone were a Mallory, the world would be a beautiful place.
Ugh.
So that's why the next minute of silence goes out to Mallory Coonan for being a wonderful person.
Silence! What a fucking shit podcast.
That would be amazing. We'd like to have 40 minutes of silence for Mallory.
I'm going to release that as an artistic installment. Look out for my new podcast on Apple iTunes. It's just called Art. And it's just every episode is just 40 minutes of silence.
I will not subscribe to that. I will absolutely not listen.
I've already unsubscribed.
Yeah, it uses your data, but you don't hear anything.
Yep.
But Cher actually replies to this.
Oh.
Mallory for the win. And Cher replies,
"Thanks, but nothing can help. They come to me haunted. Wouldn't be surprised if this one has life of its own as I sleep."
Whoa.
So here's the issue that Cher is having. She's worried that her iPad has become sentient.
Right.
And at night, it comes alive.
And has a whole life of its own.
And does whatever it wants to do. Some sort of mystical adventure. It travels the world, sees the sights. It goes and has a pizza in
Italy. It goes to Pie Face.
It has, or it's possible that it's just teabagging Siri and Alexa. Oh
my God. Consensually, of course. With consent.
I used to think that computers were haunted for me.
Really?
Yeah. It turns out I'm just not very good at computers.
User error.
It's all me.
Yeah, you didn't have to explain it.
No.
I knew as soon as you started talking.
As soon as the words came out of my mouth, oh, this is definitely Andy's fault.
Which I think, no disrespect to Cher.
No.
Obviously, I have the utmost respect for Cher, but I think it's a user error.
I don't want to step on anyone's toes.
So I'm going to say this as smoothly as possible.
It might be, and this is just a shot in the dark, there's a chance, outworldly as it is, that it could possibly,
maybe
at some point, at some percentage, be Cher's fault.
He said it. I have a friend who, he's a developer, and I love this quote that he comes up with, because he's always debugging stuff, you know, at work, like he's hearing all the problems. And anyway, this quote that he says is, "There's only so much idiot proofing you can do before you have to remove the idiot." And it's just so true. Not that I'm calling Cher an idiot.
No.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just thinking of that quote.
I feel like that is really, really good advice for me and my life.
Mm-hmm.
I try real hard to idiot proof everything around me.
Yeah. For yourself?
For myself.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
There's a point where I think you have to look at yourself and say, I'm the problem.
I'm the common denominator.
I need to go.
I'll see myself out. Thank you very much.
Yes, it's been nice living in this apartment.
It's such a lovely apartment.
So then Dougie at Dudley Do. I love that. I don't know why I love that handle.
Do you know why?
Why?
This is a Sharon retweet exclusive.
Oh.
That's my middle name.
That is, yes.
That's why I like it. Dudley is my middle name.
That's not why I like it. And now it's why I hate it. Now it's why I've just, you know what? I'm going to skip right over this one.
No, that's
we're skipping. I'm just kidding.
We'll good.
But Dougie's very cute. He's got little like stars, twinkle stars in his name.
Oh yeah.
It's like twinkle star Dougie.
I know who Dougie is.
Okay.
Dougie is a big fan of The Peel.
Ah, you think he's a little twink?
Yeah, I put money on it.
All right, we'll investigate. We'll investigate and we're going to come back to all of you and let you know what we find out about Dougie.
So Dougie tweeted, "Does it hide your car keys and glasses?"
Valid. He's playing along.
He's
yes-anding the situation.
He's now understood that there's possibility that the laptop is coming alive at night.
And you know what? He's not chastising. He's just like, is this what's happening?
Also,
from a scientific point of view.
Is that because this is what happens to Dougie?
It could be Dougie has just, he's just made a connection. He's like,
is it a MacBook Pro? Because they hide my keys and glasses
specifically, especially if it's the Retina edition. Those will go out.
Yeah.
The old versions used to only do keys. The new ones, they'll take your glasses.
They take keys, they take glasses.
Off of your face.
If it's a Toshiba, you're going to lose.
That'll take your colon. That'll take.
You will.
Right out.
Oh, yeah. I've woken up. I had a Toshiba, and I once woke up in a bath of ice, missing a kidney.
I just love the idea of the computers being black market organ dealers. At night. Like, that's what they do. Well, I'm not writing emails anymore.
You're not going to do it during the day.
Right. Well, they're busy during the day being used.
Yeah. A year later.
2 years later.
No, it's It's 1 year later.
Oh my God. Go by the months, Andy. Go by the months.
Cher tweeted, iPad freezing up. Maybe it's overwhelmed because it just realized a fabulous diva was touching it. Can't really blame it. Snap out of it. Oh, that was good. It turns out when you and I say that together, we collectively sound like Cher.
Yeah, we can actually do a Cher impression.
One at a time. It's no good.
No, it's actually terrible. So, she 3 months later, she's still having problems with her iPad.
Yep.
But at least she's come up with some solutions.
She's figured it out.
It is user error. It is her. She is the...
She's the cause of the problem because she's a fabulous diva. I like that she understands this. This is one of the things I love about Cher so much is that she understands who she is and is willing to make fun of that.
I hope Cher has resolved her iPad issues. Maybe she's gotten a new one.
Maybe it's a better one that's not stealing her hybrid.
She's not complaining about her iPad anymore. That I see.
No.
All her attention is focused on Trump. So either Trump has replaced iPad in just her focus or the iPad's great now.
I also like that clearly Trump has now replaced her hatred of teabaggers and Pinterest.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right. So maybe she wasn't thinking that Trump was that bad back when Pinterest was a problem.
How many times this week, Justin, did you think you would be talking about teabagging and Cher?
And Pinterest all in the same...
In the same breath.
In the same room.
Yeah. Even.
I didn't think it would happen once.
Surprised. Not once.
I'm surprised.
Let alone for us to spend so long on it.
Oh, so much time.
So that is it. That's our classic.
That's
tweet
our classic
episode. That was great. Thank you, Justin.
It was so much fun. Thank you, Andy.
You broke me again.
I know.
Yeah.
You died. You looked ridiculous. Andy was so good in class today.
Don't.
Here's some extra homework for us.
Okay, I'm going. Thank you so much for listening. I've been Andy Ballock.
I've been Justin Porter, and you've been amazing.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.